Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, June 3rd, 2020. It's a banner day. I should say before I introduce this special guest, this regular that some of you will be very familiar with, their voice. So rest assured today, all the world problems have been resolved and figured out. We've talked them all through, and so you can be content knowing that everything's going to be okay. Marianne, it's so good to have you back to just chit-chat, to talk about current events, to talk about world history, to
talk about the Bible. Oh, we did talk about it. I don't know what we
solved.
No,
we didn't really resolve anything. But
just got it all out on the table.
Yeah, we brought it all out. We touched many of the different hot spots or things that people are talking about. We prayed it all up, and we do hope and have asked God to use what's said and shared as we talk a little about the Prime Life Times in review. It is Wednesday, and we're returning to our pattern to read different stories and highlight some of the things that are in the paper. But, yeah, it's been like 70-something days.
I know.
It's been 2 to 3 months at least.
We could have counted the Omar. They do that between Passover and Pentecost? Like for, what is it, 49 days? Somebody out there knows this answer. 50 days?
Yeah. But anyways, good to have you. We're in the studio here at Lincoln Square.
So we are.
They're starting to open up the mall again,
even though it's hard to tell.
Yeah, I know. So we've doubled in size.
And two of our own people came through yesterday.
Yeah. They're picking up the Prime Life Times papers. So those should be out. And I can't say the 300-plus area locations because there's still some shops or restaurants or facilities that are closed or not open to the public yet. So there's no reason to deliver papers there. But we have them, and they're being picked up and read. And in fact, next week I'm going to read a couple special letters for some people that have requested that the Prime Life Times be sent to some prison facilities. And there's a new friend that we have in Danville, but Holly sent his paper just the other day, so I want to make sure that maybe he gets it with the post-it note, because we're going to read his letter over the air.
That'll be a great Prime Life Times in review. That's next Wednesday. Okay.
That'll be next Wednesday, because we've had a number of new people sign up and want it delivered to their home because they've either been shut in or haven't been able to get it. So it's Wednesday. Marianne is back, and we're here at the studio, and it's so nice. So I'm just going to sit back. Hey, I've been working really hard, Marianne, holding down the fort, doing all the broadcasts. I'm just going to let you take it over. What are you going to read for us today?
Okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I want to be entertained. And hey, if people want to be entertained,
that's entertainment.
Go to my Facebook page or the station's Facebook page. Wait till you see what I'm wearing.
Oh, yeah.
As we're practicing, I guess we're still practicing to some degree social distancing, but Brenda Tunnel.
Okay.
How did you get this?
You say that, and then I'm going to talk about social distancing.
Okay.
Okay, but we'll talk about this. Brenda Tunnel has been making, as many people in this area know, hundreds of masks. They're wonderful. My family got some. We ordered some. Lots of people have. She's made them for hospitals, construction companies, everything. Well, anyway, Brenda sent me a very special mask for you, Mark Burns.
And you'll see me pictured with it on. And it's a classic saying. Now, I don't know if it's a private joke, but Brenda's been to Israel with me a number of times. And sometimes we make fun of Eitan Ratov, our Israeli guide.
That's really nice of you guys.
But I think sometimes
they make fun of me. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I'm not sure if she's reiterating some of the things that we say about Eitan or what's said about me.
You just think what you want, Mark.
But it's the old adage, blah, 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 like the person's going on and on. Well, when you see the mask,
I laughed so hard when I opened up that package.
1, 2, 3, 4 across, 4.5. So there must be 4 times 1, 2, 3, 4. So there must be 30 or 40 blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I took 6 pictures. I'll send them all to you. I'll send some to her, too.
That's classic. Thank you, Brenda.
So social distancing.
Social distancing.
I would like for us to call it physical distancing because social distancing, I mean, we're social creatures.
That's right.
We want to be social.
Right.
You can be social picking up the phone. You know, the social distancing. I don't like that term. Physical Physical distancing. We're socially still connected.
Oh, that's a good
picking
one.
Picking up the phone, writing cards.
Let's start a movement. Let's correct everyone and start saying...
I've never been very good at starting movements, but I like that idea.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, let's correct everyone. Let's do that. Yeah. Let's go around doing
that. Yeah, we need more finger pointing.
Yeah. Oh, gee.
So this month, the Prime Life Times, you've done most of your editing and correspondence and working with all the different content contributors from the home office, I guess.
Yeah, it was the last 2.5 months.
Yeah, I don't think you've been in here for at least a couple months.
Well, we've talked on the phone and all that, and Kelly and I have talked on the phone. Rob and I have talked on the phone. Ruth and I have talked on the phone.
Yeah, Karen and you have talked on the phone.
Oh, yeah,
you,
yeah.
You and I haven't talked much on the phone, but there's been some emails back and forth.
Yeah,
and this month you'll see a very special drawing.
I
what do you call it? A drawing, an illustration?
It's an illustration. It's a drawing. Either way.
Kelly, our graphic designer, our pagination queen. I've given somebody else titles. It's not only you that get them.
My hand went into my head there briefly. Yeah.
Well, there's this word. It's kind of funny. Kelly has used it or coined it, and I think it has to do with when you have to figure out all the pages and the format of the pages and what goes where and what pictures and what content.
Right.
And so she has this thing called pagination.
But not to be confused with a pageant, the pageant. Bet there's... It sounds like pageant queen is what you're trying to talk about.
Yeah, pagination queen.
We're back. We're lost again. It's okay.
Yeah.
Things are normal.
Okay.
Okay, this is June, and there's a lot of good articles in here.
Mm-hmm.
There is, I'm going to say this, many articles are my favorites, but I'm not going to read this. I want to get Ralph in here to read this. I want to just tell everyone, please pick up the paper and read Ralph Butzo's article, Remembering Minor.
A3.
About his dog. Oh, please read it. I cried. Karen cried. You know, if we both cried, then you, which is not a new thing, but it is just so good. We've got Native American voting rights that Rob wrote. He's writing this series, you know, about kind of civics education. It's election year. Let's not get into that. But anyway, it is. And so we're trying to, like, do some really good articles about
Our 75-year-old Rob.
Yeah.
Yeah, we celebrated his birthday.
Yeah.
Was that 2 weeks ago? Dee was last week. Maybe it was 2 weeks ago.
It was 2 weeks ago.
When he turned 75.
I know. And he did have a nice birthday, but he still hasn't even had his special thing with the News Gazette, you know, where he won that award.
Right.
Who knows? That might be next year at this rate. We've got some other good things. We've got a new wellness connection. Karen Garrett at the Amber Lynn.
Yes.
Writing that.
Yes.
We've got Daryl Kennedy's office putting out some really good information about the CARES Act, you know, for small businesses, all those types of things.
How about A8, the dealing with depression? I know that's probably appropriate or timely for the things people are going through.
You know, that's true, Mark. So many people, one thing that has struck me through this pandemic that we had, and I guess we're still having, is variety. I mean, everybody went through it, but the variety of things that people dealt with. I mean, some people dealt with just, you know, being at home and finding things fun for the kids, and other people, I mean, it was happy for the most part, cooking, little videos, great stuff people did. Other people are, like, very upset, tragic stuff, you know, people separated from loved ones in the hospital, just all kinds of stuff, and some people dying.
Right.
And, you know, it's been such a wide spectrum of experiences.
Yeah, Ken Welch even touched a little of that on Tuesday when he talked about some of the small business operators that, you know, their life savings. This was their restaurant for the last 38 years, and now they don't know what they're going to do, or those that maybe weren't even employed, and now things are even tighter or harder to the person that's worked for 41 years in this position or for this company laid off and doesn't know if he or she will ever return. Just like you said, the whole spectrum of, I think of all those that have been hospitalized or ill or in retirement homes and family members can't visit them.
Exactly.
And some of them might have dementia or they don't quite understand, why aren't my family members visiting me now?
That happened in my family, my sister-in-law.
And even our beloved Skip Dovell, he had a situation where he was in a care facility, but because of the COVID 19. When he got transferred, he had to be quarantined again, so his daughter and other people couldn't visit, and the pastor and others can't visit, and so they're kind of like, what's going on, and they don't understand, and there's so many different things like that where people are experiencing or fearful or distraught or confused.
Or working so hard. I mean, my youngest daughter, Carrie, has a number of friends in the medical field, and they're just like worn out. They have worked so hard.
Yeah.
It's just been a wide variety. Right. And you know,
it's truly affected everyone
so
in various ways.
Yeah, it was a good article for him to write this month, I thought.
And that's all in Section A. Now we have Section B here.
Yeah, and you got to read this. Baby Buggy Caper.
Are we going to have him to come
in
and do that?
Yes, we have to. This one's a winner. This one is a winner.
He actually gave a little sneak preview. He didn't talk much about it, but he said, there's a good one coming in June.
It really is. It really is worth reading. And, of course, Les Woodrum's photography articles are just, I love them. They're great. This is about Southern Illinois, which, by the way, don't go there in some month. I can't remember where it is, in this big park or reserve, because here it is.
The locust coming out?
Oh, no, that's some other country. No, this is May 15th and September 1st to October 30th, when the road between the bluffs, this is Southern Illinois, and the swamp is closed due to the annual migration of timber rattlesnakes.
Oh.
No.
Yeah.
I will not go there.
Yeah.
This is not going to happen. Anyway, it's a great article. There's a lot more. Oh, and
There's good old Roger.
Yeah.
I mean, not a picture of Roger. In fact, there wasn't room to include his photograph, but he has two others.
Yeah.
Thank you, Dad.
Yeah, this is a gospel songwriter, David Staton. He's written a lot of things, and he wrote this song about his father. It's a great article.
I currently have Roger Weisgarver on special assignment.
He's got everybody on special assignment.
I know.
That's all you're doing is sending out special
assignments. Anyone comes too close to me, they're assigned something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Roger's working on creating this massive database or spreadsheet, if you will, of the various pastors throughout our area. Now, our area includes all the way to...
It's a big area now.
All the way to Macomb, Beardstown, Whitehall, obviously Springfield and Bloomington and...
That's quite
Harlanville
a task.
And yeah, so he's probably going to need some volunteers, but he's putting that together. We're going to send out a special mailing to all the area pastors in ways that this radio ministry desires to serve and assist them. And he's working on that, and he's back to having Roger at Great News Radio. Radio.com. I think greatnewsradio.org is also working, but we reignited his email that had been dormant for about 8 or 10 years. But Roger,
good.
I guess 10 or 11 years ago was, I don't guess, he was a member of our staff just prior to him contracting or getting the Guillain-Barré syndrome. We're kind of re-empowering him to be a part of the team. And
that's exciting.
Excited. Yeah, he's got great phone skills, too. So
he
we
does.
Might have him calling up some of our listeners and
special
praying
assignment.
For them. And, yep.
He was dormant on special assignment. Sounds like one of those movies, you know.
Yes.
We're bringing Roger back in.
Covert operations of blessing.
So should I read something?
Oh,
Do we have time?
I think we have time for a story or two.
I'm just going to read the front page.
With
this beautiful illustration. And I do want to have the caveat that this was written before the current traumatic crisis our nation's in right now. This was written in regarding the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
So the first crisis of 2020. So here it is. Jackhammers, Sunshine, and Duck Eggs, All Welcome by Lori Borgman. A parade of trucks and heavy equipment arrives down at the corner an hour after sunrise. A jackhammer pounds with ear-splitting force, and metal keeps scraping concrete. Even the most grating sounds of life are welcome these days. A bird outside my window just chirped in agreement. It's a Carolina wren, a small, noisy bird sporting a dazzling array of rich, earthy browns. A lethargic cloud cover finally pushed on a few days ago. People leaned out of windows, flung open their doors, pumped their fists in the air, and wildly cheered the arrival of the sun. Not really, but we should have.
Yep.
Sun therapy. We could all use a session. Warmer rays, bluer skies, brighter colors, renewed hope. The pandemic continues, yet the magnolias have remained resolute and undaunted. once again gracing the earth with saucer-sized blooms radiating pink. Snap peas are tucked into the soil in neat rows. I check on them every day. I'd have time to pull up a chair and watch for them to sprout if I wanted to. Surely there will be, once again, small hands pulling pods off vines and popping peas directly into mouths. Eating peas directly off the vine is a communal affair here. No pea has ever been eaten alone. Small consolation, that is, to the peas.
And I think Holly, she has a number of these trellises because they grow up and we have them all over.
Oh, you bet.
Her and Esther will sit at the table. Well, this is from last year. Yeah, just like a whole big bowl of them.
I love that. I love that. I love that. Me too. You go do that, Holly and Esther. I love that. The raspberry bushes show new green growth, a good sign, because they were recently transplanted. I move plants like other women move furniture. The raspberries are in a new bed with a big plastic owl standing guard. A robin has taken to perching on the owl's head, and a squirrel frequently swings by to take a few swipes at the new starts. We would fire the owl, but there are already too many out of work.
Oh, jeez.
Peonies have broken ground, eager to unfurl. Giant red, white, and pink ruffled flowers busted out at the end of May. Hopefully, we'll have all busted out by now. I have saved the best for last. 8 ivory duck eggs with just a hint of green and tiny brown flecks. One of our girls and her daughters discovered them nestled beneath their lilac bush. Naturally, their first question was, "Can you eat duck eggs?" The answer is yes. They have larger yolks and denser nutrients than a chicken egg and are very popular with the paleo crowd.
Hey, what's the paleo crowd?
Oh, you know that diet about cavemen or something.
Okay.
Yeah, anyway.
Oh, jeez.
Let's not worry about diets right now.
Well, I was like, the paleo crowd. Okay, I get it.
I don't want to talk diets. Nobody does. The second question was, how do you know there's an egg inside and not a baby duck? You'd have to break one open and have a look. Screams and squeals on the other end splintered my phone. The duck eggs are safe, as I knew they would be, and will rest undisturbed. I have requested, after the eggs have hatched and the ducklings are ready to leave their mother, that they map out the route to our house and point a few in our direction. The peas are lonely and long for company. The peas speak for all of us.
Wow, very nice.
She's
have
a
you
good
met
author.
Up with this, Lori?
Well, this is the woman. She's a nationally known speaker and author
that Rob met.
And Huey Freeman, I think, at the library here. She gave a speech. They told them about the Prime Life Times and, you know, that we don't really have enough money to pay famous authors and this and that. And she's like, she was very touched. She saw the paper. She looked at it. She goes, "You can use my articles for free."
Okay. Rob, I think a few weeks ago mentioned that, told a little of the story, and so it's this, Lori.
Yeah,
okay.
It is.
Oh, very nice. Well written, very descriptive and fun, and kind of I got engaged into the story and listening to you read it again.
She's had two or three in our paper. One was about looking for her car in the parking lot, which I don't like stereotypes, but many people.
Yeah.
I won't say women. Many people can identify with. And she wrote one about sending her husband to the grocery store for carrots, and he came home with like two bags of things he found on sale. It's hilarious.
Oh, no, very good. That's the front page of this month's edition of the Prime Life Times, the June edition. And if you'd like it sent to your home, we'd be happy to do it. It's a $30 charge, and that basically covers the cost of first-class postage. We put it in a nice envelope and ship it off to you as soon as they arrive, so we would be happy
Holly
to do that.
Holly puts it in a nice envelope.
Yeah, that's right. Holly's been doing that the last number of months, so we'd love to send it to you. And you can also read it online at primelifetimes.com. PrimeLifeTimes.com. And while you're on the internet surfing around, after you stop by PrimeLifeTimes.com, head over to GreatNewsRadio.org.
Head on over.
And you'll see our new streaming audio. We have a very new player that even tells the songs. We're still working it all out. And it shows some graphics. It'll show the most recent Facebook post.
Mm.
And it has a really clean, clear sound. So you're going to like some of the changes at GreatNewsRadio.org. GreatNewsRadio.org. Now, you might go there, and if you don't see any changes, you have to change out your cash. C-H-E.
Or just send cash. No,
yeah, send cash. But that happened to me. They made all these changes. And I said, no, nothing looks different. In fact, the media player isn't working. And they said, oh, you got to clean out your cache. It has old term memory or something. It's going to the wrong place. So you may have to do that. And we can talk you through that. But it's really updated. Kelly even changed it to a blue theme.
Yeah,
so
it's nice.
A couple of us are working together
on that.
And
when you said head on over, it reminded me that come on down.
Yeah, come on. The price is right.
Yeah,
come
that's
on
what
down.
It is. The price is right there. It's
behind
free.
Door number three.
And so you said that the latest Facebook post would be there. And what will that be?
Oh, that's right. That'll be, I think, so I'll have to go to the streaming audio and see if that's what's shown.
Uh-huh. Brenda Tennell's mask.
Yeah, my little mask, blah, 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 which is pretty appropriate for me.
Come on.
I do like to talk. I tell the guys in the racquetball courts, of course, I haven't told them for many, many months, but I said, hey, you guys get it for free. I said,
great.
I get paid to talk.
You said that to them?
Oh, yeah.
Well, see,
oh, yeah, that
reason,
gets a reaction out of them.
I bet it does. The reason that she could send this to you is because you're a good sport.
Yeah, oh, I like that. Yeah, that, and I like to say that to Eitan all the time. Blah, 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 because he's paid to share. And Eitan, an Israeli guide, he will go for like 2 and 3 hours. He's so gifted, and he'll tell one story after another, and they're all really good and informative and captivating. And I like the blah, 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 because like the old Charlie Brown, the Charlie Brown comic series or the comic strips, like when the parents or something will say,
you know, it's like
murmurings.
Those cartoons about dogs. They hear blah, 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 Eddie, blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah,
that's
blah, blah,
right.
blah. Just their name every now and then.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'll have to look and see if that's on the streaming audio.
Oh, yeah.
But this new player, I think it'll let you know the songs. We still have to do some programming to get that working, but it'll also identify, like, the Facebook post, and it'll show the staff, and it's a real clean, clear signal. So one is called Great News Radio. The other is called WGNN. And I'll have more to say about that in the coming days. But WGNN, we have our three frequencies, and you know that programming lineup. Well, WGNJ, because it's going to be in Bloomington, in Springfield, in Lincoln, in Carlinville by the end of this month, we're just calling that Great News Radio.
Yeah.
And that'll be a part of the Great News Radio network. So when you go to our website and you see Great News Radio, that's WGNJ, and then you'll see WGNN, and you'll know you can listen to either of those formats. So
it's getting more clarifying.
Yeah, we're getting there.
No, it is, really.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
It's coming.
Hey, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with Great News Radio, a ministry of the Great News Media Group. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
God bless.